The Supreme Court of the United States is about to hear a landmark case that could reshape how elections are run nationwide. Judicial Watch is challenging an Illinois law that allows the counting of mail-in ballots that arrive up to 14 days after Election Day. That's 2 weeks beyond the date set by federal law. Even ballots that arrive without a postmark can be counted. Federal law says the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November of every even-numbered year is Election Day for federal elections. Extending the counting of ballots doesn't just run counter to federal law. It invites voter fraud and undermines voter confidence. Judicial Watch argues that Illinois' law violates federal law and threatens election integrity. In addition, we argue candidates running for office should be able to challenge these sorts of laws in court. Until recently, it was self-evident that candidates could sue to challenge election regulations. However, two lower courts ruled that our clients, candidates for federal office, lacked the basis to challenge Illinois' practice of counting ballots received after Election Day. Standing is the legal term for this legal right to pursue a lawsuit in court. Judicial Watch lawyers responded that candidates have an obvious interest in the lawfulness and fairness of the rules that govern the elections into which they pour their time and resources. They also have an obvious interest in ensuring that the final vote tally accurately reflects the legally valid votes cast. If a candidate can't challenge the illicit counting of ballots contrary to federal law, who can? This is the exact issue now before the Supreme Court. No other legal organization has matched Judicial Watch's record in ensuring free and fair elections. The outcome of this Supreme Court case could impact how elections are run for years to come. And you can be sure Judicial Watch will continue to fight for election integrity, because no one is above the law.